Here's the thing nobody wants to admit. Your AI agents are failing because your processes are a mess. Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 217. I'm Izzo, and I'm here with Boone to talk about why 85% of enterprises want agentic AI, but only 19% can actually deploy it.
And that gap isn't about the AI being too complex. It's about everything else being too broken.
Exactly. This Celonis report just dropped some brutal numbers. 76% of companies admit their operations can't support the AI agents they want to build.
I've seen this firsthand. You drop a beautifully trained agent into a real enterprise environment, and it just flails because it has no idea how the business actually works.
Right. And 82% of decision makers think AI will fail to deliver ROI if it doesn't understand business context. So what does that context actually look like, Boone?
It's everything the agent needs to make smart decisions. How KPIs are calculated, internal policies, org structure, where real decision authority sits. All the tribal knowledge that's usually trapped in departmental silos.
And that's where process intelligence comes in. It's like giving the AI a map of how your company actually operates, not just how the org chart says it should.
Think of it as the difference between dropping someone into a conversation that's been going on for years versus giving them the full backstory first.
Love that analogy, but here's what's interesting. Only 6% of leaders cite resistance to change as the blocker. The real issues are siloed teams at 54% and lack of coordination at 44%.
Which tells me this isn't really a technology problem. It's an operating model problem that everyone's trying to solve with more technology.
Exactly. And I'm giving that insight a solid A- because it cuts right to the heart of why so many AI initiatives stall out.
Thanks, Izzo. The pattern I keep seeing is companies layering AI on top of fragmented processes and then wondering why they're not getting results.
So what does process intelligence actually do under the hood? Break that down for me.
It creates live visibility into your operations, not static documentation, but real-time understanding of how work flows through your systems. Think process mining meets operational context.
And that becomes the shared operational language that AI agents need to make decisions that actually align with business reality.
Right? Without it, you're basically asking an agent to optimize a black box. It might make changes, but they could be completely counterproductive.
The supply chain industry gets this. 66% already view process optimization as business critical, not just an IT project.
That makes sense. Supply chains are complex adaptive systems where small changes cascade everywhere. You can't afford to have AI making uninformed decisions.
And honestly, the economic environment right now makes this even more urgent. Agility isn't just competitive advantage, it's survival.
Absolutely. When the world's changing constantly, you need systems that can adapt fast. But adaptation requires understanding what you're adapting.
So for companies trying to close this readiness gap, where do they actually start?
Stop starting with tools. Start with operational visibility. Map your actual processes, not your documented ones. Figure out where decisions really get made.
And be honest about where you're starting from. No point building agents for processes you don't understand.
The winners won't necessarily have the most sophisticated AI. They'll have the clearest picture of their operations.
Okay, so for our Build Next segment, what should people actually go try this week?
First, pick one critical business process and map it end to end. Not the official version, the real version with all the workarounds and exceptions.
Second, audit your data silos. Where is operational context trapped? What systems don't talk to each other but should? And third, if you're already experimenting with AI agents, start documenting every time they make a decision that doesn't align with business reality. That's your process intelligence gap right there. I might actually add that last one to my weekend project list. Wait, that's your thing, Boone. Hey, I'm flattered you want to steal my bit. But yeah, documenting,